There were scenes of celebration in the showgrounds this morning as the long-awaited announcement of the large-scale sports infrastructure fund was published. Sligo Rovers are set to receive €16.4 million from the government to redevelop the showgrounds into a state-of-the-art 6,000 all-seater stadium. Chairman of Sligo Rovers, Tommy Higgins, has been hailing a monumental day in the club's history.
Look, we're thrilled, delighted to receive the grant award under the large-scale sports infrastructure fund of €16.4 million. It's an unprecedented award for a sports project in the Northwest, and we're absolutely delighted. It's also tinged with a little bit of sadness because our great colleague Tommy Gorman was instrumental in pushing us forward in this, and he would have been absolutely delighted to be here today. But we're going to, our job now is to execute this on behalf of Tommy, and as he was part of our team here. And it's ironic that we put in the application just on the 1st of July, and Tommy was buried in the day beforehand. So it's the whole thing is it's a bit surreal, but we're absolutely thrilled and delighted, and it's for all the fans for this community club.
Project Development Officer Mark Cummins, who is overseeing the project, details when work can expect to begin in the showgrounds.
All this money is completely ring-fenced for the development of the ground, as set out in the master plan and as set out in the recent plan applications with Sligo County Council. This dates back to May 2021, we published our master plan, and that master plan set out the ambition to build a 6,000 all-seater stadium with facilities, catering and hospitality facilities for our supporters. We've gone through a couple of plan applications since then. We've done the outline design. And this year, the year coming up in 2025, we're going to be focusing on getting the detailed design done, tender documents, specifications, tender drawings, with a view to going to tender in the last quarter of 2025, and then with a view to having a main contractor appointed in the first quarter of 2026.
So it's looking like while the contractor will be appointed early in 2026, we won't see too much happening before that.
No, 2025 is going to be a year where a lot of our supporters mightn't see progress, but I can tell you there'll be a lot of progress going on in the background. There's going to be a lot of negotiations that'll have to take place with the department. There'll be a lot of legal documents to be agreed and signed. And then there's the whole tender process and getting the design finalised. However, we recently were awarded money under the Sports Capital Programme, and that's for phase two of our floodlights. So that we will see work on phase two of the floodlights in 2025. So at least our supporters will see a bit of progress in the showgrounds.
One man who was instrumental in the original sale of the showgrounds to Sligo Rovers was Albert Higgins. He admits that it's an emotional day to see how far the club has come.
It's hard to describe because I can remember the day when the show finished on the 15th of August and the first match of the League of Ireland would be a week or 10 days later, and we were in with spades and shovels filling horses' tracks all over the pitch to leave it right for the first game of the season. And to think that the announcement today is going to achieve, that we're going to have the best ground, the best facilities in the west of Ireland and the northwest of Ireland, it's just unbelievable.
While everyone in the showgrounds was delighted with today's news, these fans in Sligo Town were certainly excited about what's to come.
Oh, it's great, about time. I mean, we're the League of Ireland, been left behind over all the years. So it's like come back, we go every week, home and away. But it's like you go to Drogheda, you go to Finnharps. Nothing against Drogheda or Finnharps or Dundalk or whatever it is. But I mean, it's like come back in the 1970s. I mean, Dundalk is the same ground as I went to when we first away games in 1967. You know, it's the same stand, you know, everything is the same. So it's great, it's about time. It was long overdue.
Yeah, very good news, especially at the end of the season. It took a long time, I'd say, and a lot of people putting in hard work, but hard work does pay off in the end, and looking forward to seeing how it works.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. It's huge for the town, huge for the county, huge for Sligo in general. Absolutely delighted to see the funding finally coming through for it, which is all positive.
And it's going to be a massive boost, not just for Sligo, but the wider North West as well.
Oh, big time. Huge. It's a major, major development that the whole of Connacht can tap into, which is really positive.
The future is certainly bright for all in red and white.